You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 3. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. This is the third episode of our series on the foundations of career development for diverse lawyers. In our prior episodes, we talked about the importance of being intentional when it comes to your career, about not leaving your professional development to chance, and about creating a career plan. We then discussed the steps to follow when designing a career plan, starting with understanding your end game, assessing where you currently stand, and developing intermediate SMART goals that will bridge the gap between where you are and your end game. We then talked about breaking down those intermediate goals into smaller, actionable steps with deadlines, of course. Today, I want to talk to you about identifying allies that can help you execute your plan, about anticipating obstacles, and about being flexible and adaptable in order to address any barriers in your path. I also want you to know from the outset that even if you don't encounter any major issues or roadblocks, you should still periodically evaluate and tweak your plan so that it accounts for any changes in your circumstances and any variations in your goals or plans.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. We're adding new podcasts every day. Visit QODPOD.com and meet our podcasters. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. We will start today's episode talking about allies. These are the folks that can help you move your career plan forward. As you work on your career plan, there are going to be many things, many intermediate goals or action steps that you can accomplish on your own without any help at all. But you might notice that there are going to be several other goals or some action steps where you may need help or where there are others who can influence or who can affect the outcome that you want to accomplish. And these other folks can be your allies. As an example, let's say that your intermediate goal is to get more trial experience because trial experience is important in your firm and they consider that when they're going to decide if they're going to make you a partner or not. Then the partners in your practice group who do trial work would be in a position to help you accomplish your intermediate goal of getting more trial experience. They can be your allies. Similarly, if your intermediate goal is to become a thought leader in a particular field of law, your friends or your contacts at your local bar association, they can be your allies because they can help get you on panels or invited to events that are related to that area of expertise. Your contacts at a law journal or the law review of your school can also be your allies because they can get an article that you wrote published. So what I would recommend is that for each intermediate goal that you have in your plan and for any action step that you have written underneath each intermediate goal, that you also determine whether there's any person who can help you accomplish that specific goal or that specific task. And after you've done that, you should consider and rate your relationship with those people. Consider whether you have met them or not, because it is possible for a decision maker in your firm, for a person who can have input on an aspect of your career development, to be someone who maybe you don't know. So consider whether you know them or not, whether you have met them or not. And even if you have met them, consider whether you have just met them in passing, if they're just an acquaintance, or if it is someone who you know better, someone with whom you have had the opportunity to work. And after that, think about the quality of your relationship. Is your relationship positive? Have you had any issues? If you had any issues with them in the past, is it something that maybe you can fix? You should find ways to develop and to strengthen the relationships that you have with these potential allies. And you should fix any problems that you may have had with them in the past. And regarding this point, make sure that you don't list in your plan only people that you know or that you know well. If there are people inside or outside your firm or your company that can help you execute your career plan, but you don't know them, make a point of meeting them and of developing a relationship with them so that they will be inclined to lend a hand whenever you need them to do so in the future. In fact, you can actually include in your plan an action item to reach out to colleagues or friends who know the people you want to meet and ask that friend or that colleague to arrange an introduction. Because the truth is that practicing law is all about relationships, and developing your career is also about relationships. And the sooner that you establish, build, and nurture the right relationships with folks that can help you move the needle in your career in the right direction, then all the better. Once you have accomplished this step and have thought about your allies, then I would like you to transition to thinking about potential obstacles that can stand in the way of accomplishing your plan. All of us have made plans in the past, right? We have made them in all areas of our lives. When we were younger, we made plans about our education and where we were going to college and what degree to pursue. And we also made plans about our personal lives, our family lives, our relationships. And when we started working, we made decisions about which firm we wanted to work at or which area of the law we were going to practice in. But if we look at our past, we will surely realize that more often than not, things don't go exactly as we plan them. In fact, the year 2020 is a prime example of how things can turn out to be drastically different from what we envisioned them to be. So think about the plans you have made in the past and how you have had to modify or tweak them throughout the years to account for all sorts of unexpected events. And you can expect the same to happen with your career plan. You should anticipate that there will be many instances where things will not go as planned and where you're going to have to make changes. So you're going to be in a better position to stay on track with your career plan if you try to anticipate problems that may arise with respect to each of those intermediate goals that you set or with respect to those action items that you established under those intermediate goals. And after you anticipate those obstacles, you should think about how you're going to address them. For example, say that you want a lateral to a large firm that doesn't have an office in the city where you live. And you know that you're going to have to move to another city if you receive an offer from that firm. Will your spouse or your partner be willing to relocate? If they're not inclined to move, that could be an obstacle in your plan. And for an obstacle like this one, you should brainstorm about what you could do to make the move to a new city more attractive to your spouse or your partner. Consider whether you should bring up the topic well in advance so that you can start getting them accustomed to the idea of a possible move. You should maybe do some research to see if there are things in that new city that align with their interests or with their hobbies. You can also consider taking them on a vacation to that city to see if they like it. As another example, imagine if your goal is to grow a book of business, but your clients are in an industry that has been hit hard by a recession, and you have seen a decrease in the work coming from clients in that industry. In that case, you can anticipate that it's going to be hard to reach your goal if you are looking to grow your book of business exclusively with clients in that industry. In that case, you can consider whether you have or whether you can develop a secondary practice that is unrelated to that area. It is possible that in the past you have worked in another area with other types of clients, or maybe even in the present, you have a minor secondary practice that you can enhance and you can develop that is unrelated to that industry that is having those financial or economic issues. So the bottom line is that you have to anticipate potential problems and you have to figure out a way to work around those obstacles. Similarly, when you explore potential obstacles, also think of any prerequisites that you need to tackle in order to reach your goal. For instance, if you want to get a job at a large firm in an area that's very technical or in a very specialized practice group, like, for example, tax, you should consider whether you need to have an LLM in taxation first. The point is that you need to think about your specific firm or company, your end game, your intermediate goals, and anticipate any complications that could create difficulties in your ability to achieve that goal. And once you have identified these, make sure that your plan includes actions to address them or to mitigate them or eliminate the issue. But even if you don't encounter any major setbacks, you should still revisit your career plan periodically. I recommend that you make a habit of updating your plan at least once a year. Because when you update your plan, you're going to notice that maybe your end game has shifted a bit. Maybe there have been changes in your life. You have gotten married or divorced, or you have had children, or there have been other issues in your life that were not anticipated or that have some form of effect on your values, on your priorities, and on your end game. So maybe your end game has shifted a bit, or maybe it hasn't, but you have noticed that the intermediate goals that you had set initially are not the best way to get to your ultimate goal. Maybe there have been changes in your firm or in your practice group or in your team that require you to make some adjustments. It is possible that one of the allies that you had identified originally is no longer able to help you. Maybe that person has left the firm. Maybe now there are other individuals who would be in a position to help you and could become your allies. So by revisiting your plan regularly, you can account for all of these possibilities and for other changes as well. And another thing is that when you update your plan, you should be on the lookout for any patterns that are showing up and that may reflect the existence of an issue or an obstacle or something that you need to pay attention to. For example, one of your goals may be to originate X amount of new business each year for 5 consecutive years because you think that that's going to help you become an equity partner at your firm. And becoming an equity partner is your ultimate end game. But then when you conduct your annual update and you start looking at the trends and the patterns, you may realize that you have not reached your target 3 years in a row. So what does that say about your ability to originate business? Should you be thinking maybe about attending some form of workshop or course that helps with business development? Should you hire a coach that can help you with your business development skills? Should you reevaluate the specific tasks or the strategies that you're using to generate business? So by reevaluating your plan annually, you're going to notice these areas that require more effort or more focus on your part. The important thing at the end of the day is to stay committed to your plan and to be flexible and to adapt your plan as your goals or your circumstances change. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful to you. As you know, this is a new podcast, so I would greatly appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a rating and a review. If you leave us a review within 7 days of the publication date of this podcast episode, you will receive complimentary access to our goal setting workshop. Just notify us at podcast@legallybalanced.com after leaving your review with a reference to the review posted so that we can confirm your post. And we will reply with your credentials to access the workshop. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.